Alan?
ISH.
Okay, this is paper 11, agenda paper 11 on IS8, effective date of transition amendments. I think the paper is relatively self-explanatory, but I'll just say to observers, give it a little bit of background. Back in May, I think it was, we were discussing transitional relief for IFRS 10, the transition relief for IFRS 10 on first-time application of that standard. And at that particular meeting in May, we also discussed more generally IAS 8, paragraph 25F, which basically says on initial application, we've got some disclosure requirements in the period of initial application relate to disclosing what the what the accounting would have been if you'd continued with the older standard being replaced. Now, at that meeting, the tentative decision was to remove the requirements in IS 8, paragraph 25F, and that would obviously result in a change to IS 8. Started the balloting process after that, and it was clear, I think we had four or five dissenters on the time, but once we actually started the balloting process, it became clear that we had additional people wanting to join that dissent. Now, what we were going to do is, as a result of that, the staff were concerned that for essentially what was a one-issue exposure draft, having so many dissents, we were uncomfortable with that. We also thought it was appropriate to bring back to the board a couple of issues that came up. One that wasn't discussed in detail in the May meeting, and that was moving us away from US GAAP, because the FASB had actually made a change to converge with us on this particular point. And that wasn't discussed in much detail in May, and we thought that was something that should come back to the board as well. So we asked the staff to do a little bit more analysis on what was happening in terms of in practice with IAS 8 disclosures, and also to find more out about the changes that the FASB had made to US GAAP. So we were going to bring those back. In the interim, of course, with IFRS 9, last month, I think it was, we made some decisions on transition to provide some transition relief anyway from IS 8. And in terms of, I guess, timing, the most important, most critical projects, you've actually dealt with those, and that gives us a little bit of breathing space. We thought that rather than bring a paper back to look at the US GAAP, to look at some additional information about what's happening in practice, it was better to recommend, as we do in the paper, that we withdraw the proposal and do some more work and feed that into our disclosure framework discussion. For two reasons. One is we're going to have a discussion forum anyway, and I think comparability is going to be one of the important issues that we discuss. And comparability, which is one of the things that is often upset with accounting changes, is going to be critical, I think, of the disclosure framework. So rather than do something narrow within a standard, I think given how quickly we are moving with conceptual framework, we have a great opportunity to actually do this. And as I've indicated in the paper, the board's demonstrated they're willing to consider this on a case-by-case basis. You've already done that for leases, for IFRS 9, for IFRS 10, and we should continue on that basis until we've had a more general discussion. So the recommendation at the back is that we stop the balloting process and remove that project from our work plan. So any discussion?
Chuck?
I agree with the staff's proposal, and we should rediscuss it. However, I have slight concern on your paper. And on your paper, the second page, the third paragraph, third line. So during balloting of the proposed amendment to IS 8, it became clear that more ISD members intended to dissent to the proposal than had indicated in the public session. So can I ask how many in total dissenting?
I believe it was six at this stage were prepared to dissent. And the other issue was that in the dissents, the issue of the moving away from US GAAP was raised as a point.
Right.
And I was concerned that that is something we hadn't discussed perhaps in enough fully enough within the public sessions.
Right.
Which is why both a change in the number of dissenters and also in some issues that came up as part of the balloting process,
right,
should come back to a public session.
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking this is our decision-making process should be crystal clear. And my question is, There may be the case that some board member disagree with the decision we made in the public meeting and may dissent. But in many cases, we just go ahead. But in some cases, like this paper, we bring it back to the board table. So my question is, what is the criteria to bring it back? And in what case we made a decision to bring it back, and who decides it?
The staff can always bring papers to the board.
Right.
And we decide.
Okay.
So,
I think the issue is for us, what we're trying to do is protect the integrity of the process, and if we see arguments coming up within dissents that haven't been discussed in public, then I'd rather take a cautious approach and bring those back and just make sure that they're discussed and everybody's had a chance to actually do that, rather than us counter those in the basis of conclusions without a public debate. So it's just making sure that everybody's comfortable.
Sometimes
with
problems
that.
Emerge after the public meetings, and then the staff is always...
I think you can give me a clear answer that in this case, you brought this paper back, and in many cases, we did not do. I just want to hear the why this case, in this particular case, compared to the other case like IFRS 3.
Two reasons. One is it was a very narrow one-issue amendment, mm-hmm. and we had six dissenters.
Right.
And as staff, I think we were trying to see if there was some way that we could actually improve the comparability in IS 8 and actually have the whole board agree with that. So we thought there's an opportunity to come back and bring an alternative solution that would give full consensus of the board as opposed to a rather divided board on one issue. Whereas in other projects, you know, you think of leases, insurance, there could be a huge range of issues. You could get five dissenters each on completely one issue each. Okay, so the narrow scope was an influential thing. And the second thing is that normally when we have dissents, we've had a full discussion, they just disagree or they put more weight on a particular issue. This was new information that came to us as part of the balloting process that we didn't think had been considered more fully in an open meeting, so we thought we should bring that back. Okay? Whereas if it's just you simply disagree, we've had that debate. We just go on with the process.
Thank you.
Anyone disagree with the...
No, I don't disagree. I very much agree, actually. I have only one clarification question, maybe especially for outsiders. Paragraphs are not numbered, but in the recommendation, the second sentence in the second paragraph, you mentioned the more general matter of comparability and transition could be a topic that is discussed at that upcoming disclosure forum. What do you mean by this forum?
Okay.
Because you didn't mention in any other.
It's last May we discussed as part of the agenda consultation the summary review of the sorts of activities we're going to do, which projects are adding back. One of the other things we suggested, and I think we've got tentative support for, was to have a public forum to discuss disclosure more generally within the context of our existing disclosure requirements. We've done some planning for that, and at the moment we're looking at the last week in January, although we still have to formalise because we've got to get venues and availability of people, but we're looking to be last week of January to have a public forum to discuss this.
Is that board week?
Thank you.
It's a board week, which is why we chose that week, because we can set it up to be, for example, in the morning of one of the days, so that we're clear in the afternoon for any joint discussions with FASB, and we also don't create another week that we're asking people to be available.
Thank you.
Anyone disagree with the staff proposal? Thank you, Alan. let's have a break till 10 o'clock when we start the discussions.